This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We've all been there, right? You're out and about someplace, a song comes on, and you want to know what it is. Thankfully, there is, as they say, an app for that. Shazam is one of the most popular apps in the country. It's been downloaded more than 500 million times. It's been helping people identify music for more than a decade now.
We're expecting you. Won't you have a seat?
Ready to go to work?
So today on Conversations from the Corner Office, Rich Riley, he is the CEO of Shazam. Rich, welcome to the program.
Great to be here.
We should probably say as we get going that Shazam is not just about music anymore. You guys do television shows and ads. I mean, I can hold my smartphone up to my TV. In fact, I just did in my office, and it told me that I was listening to CNN Live with Ashley Banfield.
That's right. So we are building on our very strong foundation in music, but to also go beyond music. You know, most people now have this incredibly powerful device in their pocket. It's only getting faster. It's only getting more powerful. And it's the way they're going to want to connect to things around them, whether that be identifying a TV show, finding out more about an advertisement, or getting a special offer from a company. And we just announced visual Shazamming.
No. How does that work?
So this is coming soon. But you'll be able to Shazam a print ad, for example, a QR code, a package. You know, but let's say it's a DVD, for example. Yeah. You could push Shazam and watch the full trailer.
This all gets back to that phrase that's sort of all the rage in this digital age, which is, of course, big data. You guys now know what we do, where we do it, and then how to feed our appetites to continue doing it. Is that fair?
So we do. People Shazam over 20 million times every day. And that's a very useful signal of what people are really interested in. So based on what you've Shazammed, we can serve content to you based on those artists, for example. And we definitely can predict hit music several weeks or months in advance of it being on the top of the charts.
And that information must be valuable to music companies. I mean, I imagine you can go to the CEO of, you know, I don't know, Sony Records or Warner Brothers Records and say, we know what you're going to have the hit with, right?
So they are very close partners of ours, and they use our data extensively to see what, you know, what music's resonating with listeners. An example would be a new track will play in a specific market, and they'll watch the Shazam hyperlocal charts. So we have charts down to the Queens versus the Bronx chart, for example, in New York.
And, oh, forget it. I bet you've got 95th Street on the Upper West Side versus 95th Street on the Upper East Side. I mean, come on, right?
We can get there. Yeah. And so they can look at that and see when that song played, did it resonate with consumers? Did it make people want to take out their phone and say, what is that? I've never heard that before, and I'm really, really curious. And that can be a strong indicator for them that they have a hit on their hands and influence their promotional efforts and expenditures and things like that.
Little known fact about this company, at least to me anyway, before I started researching this conversation with you, is that you've been around now, what, 12, 13, 14 years?
That's right.
Before Apple even came out with the App Store. I mean, it used to be that you held your phone up to a music song playing and you got a text message back?
Yeah. So we like to say Shazam was mobile before mobile was cool. And when it was originally launched, you would basically record a sound clip, text that to Shazam Systems, and it would return the name of the song, and you'd pay like a dollar for that text. So they had that up and working, and then Apple launched the iPhone, and the graphs all go up and to the right. And it took about 10 years to do the first 1 billion Shazams, and now we do a billion Shazams every, you know, 45 days or something like that.
Parenthetically, I noticed that you're using Shazam as a verb. You trying to Googleize this thing?
So we think we have become a verb. We were on Jeopardy a few months ago, which I think the official verb status. We're trying to extend the verb.
Yeah. Last thing, Rich, and then I'll let you go. It's something I did with Meg Whitman from Hewlett Packard. I did it with the president when we talked to him a couple of months ago, and it's harder than you think. But here you go. What does your company do in five words or less?
Connect people to the world.
That's not bad. And I could hear the gears grinding. That was all right.
Five words exactly.
There you go. Rich Riley, he's the CEO of Shazam. Rich, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Rich, that was great. Appreciate it. You should know that both Meg Whitman and the president failed the test.